I go to the movies pretty often. I go to the movies quite frequently. I used to cook regularly, but since I'm super busy with work these days, I don't cook that often anymore. I used to cook on a pretty regular basis, but since I'm super busy with work these days, I don't cook that often anymore. I make myself a cup of joe every single day. I make myself a cup of joe pretty much every day. I make myself a cup of joe on a daily basis. My friends call me a sneaker addict because I go shopping for sneakers 2 or 3 times a month. It tends to be quite dry here in my hometown. It only rains from time to time. It only rains once in a while. It only rains occasionally. I seldom take photos of myself because I'm not that photogenic. I hardly ever take photos of myself because I'm not that photogenic. The color that least appeals to me is brown. I buy clothes of that color once in a blue moon. There's a store close to my home that sells glasses. I bought my favorite pair of shades there. There's a store in close proximity to my home that sells glasses. I bought my favorite pair of shades there. My grandma likes to go to the park in the vicinity of our home. I go along with her sometimes and dance with her there. What I love the most about where I live is that there's a mall within walking distance of my apartment. That's where I often hang out with friends. My girlfriend and I went on a getaway to Qinghai last month, and it took us 2 hours to get there by plane. I plan to move to Kunming in a few years. It takes roughly 3 hours to drive there from my hometown, so I won't be very far from my parents. I'm not really a team player. I like to study alone and work out problems on my own. I'm not really a team player. I like to work alone and work out problems by myself. Our living room is my favorite chill area. I often hang out with my family members there, reading, chatting, and watching TV. A very good friend of mine gave me some chopsticks as a birthday present. It was the worst gift ever. One of my closest friends gave me some chopsticks as a birthday present. It was the worst gift ever. Listening to music is a wonderful way to pass the time. Listening to music is a wonderful way to unwind. Listening to music is a wonderful way to reduce stress. Listening to music is a wonderful way to switch off. Listening to music is a wonderful way to relax. Research has shown that doing exercise not only helps us keep fit, but also works as a great stress reliever. Stargazing is relaxing and enjoyable. Playing with my corgi is a great distraction for me. It helps me take my mind off things. It helps me clear my head. I love hitting the beach when I have some time off. It gives me great joy to be away from the hustle and bustle of city life. I was elated when I was told through email that I was admitted to my dream university. I was overjoyed when I was told through email that I was admitted to my dream university. I was on cloud 9 when I was told through email that I was admitted to my dream university. Even though the concert was extremely crowded, we still had a blast there. Even though the concert was extremely crowded, we still had a ball there. Even though the concert was extremely crowded, we still had a lot of fun there. Even though the concert was extremely crowded, we still had a great time there. I like to call up a few of my friends and go cycling on a sunny day. We always have a blast together. We always have a ball together. We always have a lot of fun together. We always have a great time together. It's a hassle making breakfast in the morning. I prefer to grab something to eat on my way to school. Making tea in a traditional way is a lot of work. To me, it's just a waste of time. Writing things by hand is way more time-consuming than typing on a computer. Painting is just not my thing. I don't have any talent for it. I went to a lecture last week, which was super dull. That was the last time I got very impatient, waiting for the lecture to end. I went to a lecture last week, which was mind-numbing. That was the last time I got very impatient, waiting for the lecture to end.